Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is CL King coming to you live. Yes, that's right. It's live every night, ladies and gentlemen. Every time we do it, it's live. Coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina, the home of Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune. And I'm here on Tuesday night. We made it through Monday night. I'm here on Tuesday night. And I am just in awe of the privilege that I have and our team has to bring to you guys people from literally all across the country and around the world. Last night I had someone from New Zealand on our show. Tonight we in LA, baby. We got my guest from LA, and we gonna get hype. Me and him been talking in the pre-show. We've had such a great time. But I want to let you know this one thing before we get started. That these types of things don't just happen, y'all. Okay, I know everybody's just like, man, the show, it just, you got the lights, you got the sound, everything just, no, it does not just happen. And we're very, very blessed to have people on our team that make it happen. Greg, Danny, Mike, Katrina, the people, the sponsors, we're very, very blessed to have people that make this show happen. And so I don't ever want to take that for granted. My man that's with us tonight is an international music mogul, and I'm blessed to have him because sometimes you can't lock people down like this. And Malachi Mott is doing very, very great things. He has taken the concept of what you learned and what he learned in school and realized that maybe there was something missing. Maybe there was something more to the equation. And now what he does is he empowers artists to create art the world deserves. That's right. He helps them. That means that people with a passion burning inside of them get to complete their works powerfully and see that passion alive in the world. He is nicknamed the Artist Whisperer. I got a whisperer on the show, y'all. And Malachi has dedicated his life to uncovering the secrets behind creativity and art in order to fix writer's block and other obstacles that are in someone's past. Having studied music his whole life and then attending Berklee College of Music, he thought he was prepared for the music industry. Malachi thought he was ready. He thought he was ready to go. Where's the check? And he was prepared, and then he learned that is what his idols learned and lived by completely a different set of standards and lessons than the school taught. Working at Interscope Records for 6 years gave Malachi the experience he needed to bridge the gap between a hobbyist and a professional. That's right, y'all. I love that line right there that he sent me. I ain't just doing this as a hobby. I'm a professional, yo. And now he spends his time helping others do the same. I am so blessed, and we are so blessed to have all the way from Los Angeles, California, my friend, the mogul, the maestro, Malachi Mott. Welcome, Malachi.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me. that intro was amazing. I appreciate you.
I hear that every night, brother, and I try to do it. I try to give it at my best every single night, bro, because you know what? I want you to come back. And, you know, I'm having you over at my house, and I want to give you the red carpet treatment. So we're very, very blessed to have you, Malachi. And thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. I know you. How long have you been back in L.A.? Because you were up in New York.
Oh, what's today? The 12th?
Yeah.
So 12 days.
12 days. He's been rocking it for 12 days. And so, Greg, just go ahead and start putting this information in the chat. We're blessed to have you. And you've got your hands in so much. You're there creating. You told me you just been in the grind since you've landed. And we'll get into that. We'll get into kind of like your theology of music and helping people get out of the funk that they could be in. But before we get into all that, this is something we do every single time, Malachi. So you are no different, my friend. You got to tell us how people can contact you. I want people to get contacting you right now.
All right. Well, on my website, malachimott.com, that's MalachiMott, there's a form you literally can submit if you would like to reach out to me and set up a discovery call, chat with me, get some feedback on your tracks, send me a message. I try to make it as simple as possible because as a lot of people reaching out to me.
Yeah, he does. And we were talking in the pre-show, ladies and gentlemen, that Malachi is he's been elbows deep in producing. And let me just tell you about being a producer, because I feel like sometimes I'm a producer. I feel like I'm a DJ sometimes, bro. It can wear you out. It can wear you down. But you know what? It's beyond the tired and beyond the weariness. It's what's in your heart. And this man right here has a heart and a passion, not just for music, but for music excellence and helping people get to the next level. And so if you would, Malachi, tell us a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself all the way there in L.A. He said, I'm going to fly out there and come hang with him. Tell us a little bit about your background, Malachi.
All right. So I'm originally from New York. I played instruments my whole life, you know, saxophone, flute, clarinet, you name it. I was playing it, marching band, took theory. And then I dropped it all to go to school for computer engineering. And by doing that, I realized, wow, I'm miserable. Like music is really the thing I should be doing. You know, right. Growing up, we were always told you get a good job, you know, get into a good school, get a good job, you're good to go. But I realized if I went that route of just doing the computer engineering, I was going to be miserable. So Kanye West came to the school and did his college dropout tour. And uh-huh. He made so much sense about, you know, following your passions and doing what your heart says. And that challenged me to like really drop out. So I dropped out. I literally dropped out. And then I re-enrolled. I went to Berklee College of Music. And I did 4 years there studying music production engineering and music synthesis. I honestly didn't know what I wanted to do. I just was like, hey, music production engineering, that sounds cool. I don't know what it is. I'll sign up for that. And they taught me how to record, set up microphones, do all that stuff. I really wasn't interested in being an engineer, but I was very intrigued by all of the people that, you know, were teaching me and what they were showing me. So I'm like, cool, I did all of that. Then in music synthesis, that was all like electronics and like making all these sounds from scratch and synths. I wasn't interested in that either, but put the two together and then fast forward to now, that's literally what the world looks like. You know, I just wanted to make beats like Timbaland, you know, like, and they didn't really have a course like that for me. Mm-hmm. So I got out and then I ended up getting a job immediately at Interscope Records in the studio mm-hmm. at Interscope Records. Now Interscope was my favorite record label by far, and I couldn't believe that I had gotten that job. And I was like, look, everything's gonna change. If only I could just like have them see how dope my music is, then that's all. And but I started giving my CDs to people and they would just throw them in the trash after they listened to them. They were not interested at all in the sound that I had cultivated. And that's kind of what started like the seed of like, what's the difference between me coming out of school and someone who never went to school and was able to still make a living at this? Like, what is the difference? And how do I help not just myself, but everyone around me connect the two? So that way, you know, with the skills I have, I can still be successful.
Yeah. See, so, you know, you went to Berklee. I believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, I know you guys will not believe this, but I was supposed to go to college for music theater. I had met a bunch of famous folks. I was starring in a bunch of plays and I was supposed to go to Berklee. Well, I didn't. All my friends went to Berklee and I didn't go. But you came out with a high, you know, Berklee is a pillar in terms of music and their pedigree relative to the arts. And you came out and so you found that what you learned in the academic setting, did it contrast what was actually happening out in the real world?
All right. So I want to also be responsible for like the school. There's nothing wrong with the school. It's the concept of school that didn't work. Right. And in school, what they do is they kind of look at songs that did well in the past and then they mimic, how do we get good like this? And they reverse engineer it. So it'd be the equivalent of like looking at a car from the 90s. Right. Taking it apart, teaching people how to put it together, then you're supposed to design the next car for 2022, right? So that doesn't really work.
Right.
And I don't think, we don't really talk about this in society at all, but it's not just for music. It's a lot of different areas when you go to school. It just doesn't really give you the ability to create something that doesn't exist already. I think one thing that didn't help, a lot of schools, they always say those who can do and those who can't teach, right? and it hurts because I am someone who teaches. So
right,
I
had to, right.
Like, I had to really be like, oh my God, am I teaching because I am giving up on doing? Because
you can't do nothing, so just right, go teach.
Right. And the answer was yes for a while. So like that was one of the things that shook me. And I was, no, I'm going to create, I'm going to put music out. I'm going to create, I'm going to put music out.
Right.
Because I'm never going to fall into that. So most of my professors, they had never, they quit, some of them in the 80s, some of them in the 90s. And then my favorite one, he was the newest instructor that came through. He told me that he was teaching because he was just tired of reinventing himself.
Mm.
Right. And he's older. He's got to be in his 50s now. So here I am trying to learn how to make something for 16 to 20 year olds.
Right.
From someone who's 50.
Right.
And it just doesn't give you the right tools is, I guess, all I'm trying to say.
Right. I 100% understand that because I experienced that same thing in the speaking industry, you know, and mm-hmm. I probably came out and you know, after getting trained or whatever, I probably came out and broke every rule in the speaking model. You know what I mean? I am not your typical Toastmasters, you know, well put together. You know, I'm not that speaker. I am the cat jumping off of the stage with the veins popping out of my neck. And the kids are like, this dude has lost his mind. But, you know, they love it. That's what I'm saying. Almost 400,000 kids. Yeah. Yeah. So now when you came out, you were at Interscope Records for 6 years. Tell us about that time and what you learned and how you made a transition from the education piece to where you are, kind of the direction you're going today.
All right. So, you know, they start you off the totem pole at the bottom, you know, and started just getting people food just to win their trust. And the next thing, I'm in the room as an assistant, which is anything they need. I'm plugging things in. I'm taking notes, rolling joints, maybe, you know, whatever it is.
whatever they need. This is California, baby.
Yep. It's 100% California. So, you know, whatever it is that they need, I'm doing it to help the studio, the session run smoothly.
Right.
Then eventually I became like the engineer. And the engineer's job is you're responsible for the sound. And that's the pinnacle. That's the top of like, all right, I'm the guy getting the most money in the room. And this is, but when I got there, I was miserable because you're still not creating. You know, you're helping, you're facilitating someone else creating.
Right.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. I saw some people that loved it. And I was like, why am I not lit up like they're lit up? So then I started to look at like, all right, what do I got to do to be the person that's creating? So that was my question for like the second half, like the last 3 years. And I'll share something that happened that really made a difference. I was working on this one session and I gave a CD of my stuff to the engineer and he brought it into the room and I heard them listening to it and bumping it. But they weren't banging their head to it. They were laughing at it when I opened the door.
What?
They were like clowning on my tracks, man. And
that's very encouraging.
Yeah, it broke my heart. I was in the kitchen. I went back in the kitchen and I'm just sitting there just thinking, all right, I guess this isn't for me. I guess I thought I was better than I am. And one of the writers came out and she sat down with me and she said, hey, you know, that was your fault, right? You know, you gave tracks to the hottest producer right now, expecting him to pat you on the back when you weren't anywhere near the level he was at. And I went, wow, you're right. I did. Like, I didn't even think of it that way. I was thinking he would hear something that wasn't there and then help me get to that level.
Right.
And that was the first mindset switch that I had to make. You know, it's like, no one's here to help me. They're here to do their job. And if I'm here to help them, I've got to help them. And I got to help myself first, you know? So she said, the only difference between you and us is you sit down to make music and we sit down to make hits. And woo! I went, right?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, boy, that's y'all got to listen to that right there. Because I thought about that. I was, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a master life coach and I've got many certifications in coaching, but I saw this ad the other day, Malachi tripped me out and I went and crawled under the bed, bro. Me and Samson, my golden retriever. And he said, you know, you're trying to sell your coaching package. He said, and you're wondering why nobody's interested in it, because you're not selling how you solve problems. He said, "You're trying to just sell your coaching package." And I'm just like, "Oh my goodness, man. I'm marketing that I've got 30 years of experience, blah blah blah." And people are just like, "So what problems can you solve for me?" That's deep, bro.
Thank you. I needed to hear that. That's how I've been doing. I'm going to switch my wording on my website to just show people the problems, because I know what problems I'm helping you solve. Why don't I just talk about that?
Right. Because, you know, you said there that they were interested in making, you were interested in making what, music?
I wanted to just be creative in whatever way I can. You know, I started off drawing and painting, so I just love creating.
Right.
But there's to be the person that's allowed to create, you have to be able to produce results.
Right.
And I didn't have any results. So why would anyone let me do that? You know, so that's one thing I learned. And for anyone that's listening, like, that maybe didn't get the difference between me sitting down to make music and them sitting down to make hits, I asked her, like, you know, what does that mean? Because it blew me away. I said, what does that mean?
Right.
She said, well, you probably sit down, have fun making some stuff, then listen to it back and go, hey, this is kind of cool. I wonder what I could do with this.
Right.
You know, she said, we sit down and say, hey, we're about to work on J-Lo. She hasn't had a hit in 2 years. We're going to make a hit so good, they're going to come back and ask us to make the second one. Cool. What do we need to do to make that happen? And they work backwards.
Ooh.
Right. So I was like, okay, that's the opposite of what I was taught in school, but I'm going to try it. So I went home, and that day my music went from being like a 4 to being an 8, just changing that mindset shift.
Wow. That's powerful. Well, let me say hello to all of our guests. I've got my guest in the studio. He's in y'all living room, the virtual studios here in Impact Life 24/7. My man, Malachi Mott. I want to say hello to Mike and Bettina and Danny and all of our friends, Greg, and folks that are tuning in from all across the country. Bettina's in Seattle. And so we're Javi and, man, Bishop, Mitchell, Leon, Shelby. Thank you guys for tuning in, Impacting Life 24/7. Man, we got our friend joining us, my man Malachi Mott. You can find him and find his work and connect with his work at malachimott.com. And so you just uncovered, brother, something. You just unearthed something for us that we need to apply, right? And you said that your music went from just being marginal at best to now being something like, you know, what I did today, bro? I took my kids to work, and I guess I'm some sort of taxi service. I don't know. But anyway, I'm taking these grown men to work. And I said, you know what? I'm going to bump some old school stuff for y'all, because y'all don't know nothing about this music. So I put the Humpty Dance in there. Remember the Humpty Dance back in the days, right? I put the Humpty in there, and my kids was kind of bobbing their heads to it. I said, listen, this was in the club, and this dude was whack. I mean, his lyrics was lame, but guess what? He made a hit. He made a hit, because when Humpty Dance came on, everybody in the club went nuts. But now you could go and play my music, because I used to try to rap back in the days, and everybody would go and go to the side of the dance floor and wait for some real music to come on.
That hurts so much, doesn't it? That hurts so much.
Yeah, this little charity work, Chris King, yeah, you listen to his music, and it's disastrous, man. So after Interscope Records, that was a great, I know that was a great time, a great learning experience. You gleaned a lot from there, huh?
Yeah, I got to see, it's like being around NBA players, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can't go back to, hey, I'm going to be doing pickup ball at the YMCA and living at that level anymore. I was like, oh, I want to do what they're doing.
Right.
You know, I want to think how they're thinking on the level they're at. So the reason why I left is I realized that I'd been there so long, I created the identity of being the engineer, and that you don't go from being engineer to being producer. You have to just be the producer and have a hit. And I didn't have time, because I was working 12-hour days, to develop myself and make the quality of music and the body of work that I would need for people to take me serious. So
right.
I quit cold turkey.
Oh, wow.
I went out to, you know, got myself a studio and started charging people for studio time while I figured it out. And my skills went so high just being in that space. Then I had to figure out, how do I monetize this?
Yeah.
And that's when I found SoundBetter. So I'm on soundbetter.com. doing work there. And that's how I started monetizing it, just to pay the bills while I built myself back up.
Right.
So now I'm at a place where like I can work on just about any project that comes my way. And I help other people with their projects, and it's a beautiful life, you know? And
you know what I like to do, and I know I'm putting this on the air and I'm putting you on the spot, but I like for me and you to collaborate too, brother. Cause, the work that you do, this gentleman, ladies and gentlemen, my friend Malachi Mott from LA, California, up there in the great land. He has, you know, you're hearing what he's saying in terms of, you know, working on marginal products that are fun and it's kind of like a hobby, and you're just kind of, and you know, people take you as that. It, you know, that Malachi, sometimes people just say, oh, that's so cute, Malachi, that's good that you're doing this, but they don't, you've got to get to a level where the people see what you talked about results, right? You got to get to a level in mentality and what you produce and the way you approach music and production that says, you know, we're not doing this just for fun. We're doing this to make a hit. And that mindset is a big shift, I would assume.
Yeah, and it's difficult because if I'm in the mindset of doing it professionally and I have a friend that's in the mindset of doing it as a hobby, they're going to want to collaborate and I have to say no. You know, LeBron right. doesn't play with guys on the street. You know, right. he just doesn't. It's a liability issue. You right. know, it's a waste of his time.
Right.
And it's nothing to say against them. It's just, if you want to play with me, you got to step up to my level, not ask me to come down to yours.
Woo, man, I tell you, Malachi, I might have to pay you for this show, brother. Listen to what he said, ladies and gentlemen. And that holds true. I mean, I can relate to so much. What you're saying translates so much to my industry, bro, because a lot of times people will see, you know, me giving a speech or, you know, they'll come to me after an event is done or come to Greg and they'll be like, yeah, we'd like for you to come and blah, blah, blah. And I do a lot of, I mean, I've spoken for a lot of chicken dinners, Malachi. Okay. My heart is to help people, but at the same time, chicken dinners do not keep the lights on in North Carolina. Right. So sometimes people will be like, hey man, we want to get you for our event. And they ain't talking no dinero. They, you know, they want me to drive. They want me to fly. They want me to get there, give the speech, and then be thankful that they gave me a gift card to, you know, Chuck E. Cheese or something. And I'm like, I'm not on that level anymore. I was. I started there. Thank God for small beginnings. But I'm on a different level now. And it is a liability sometimes to go out and play pickup basketball and you tear your ankle and then you can't play for the rest of the school for the rest of the year. That's deep, bro.
Yeah. And you got to protect your time and your energy too. Even if you don't get hurt, that's time that you're not, you know, generating your dreams.
Time and energy is the real deal. So here's what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen. And Greg and Danny, if you guys are on, I want you guys to give me a thumbs up that you hear the sound on your end. But I'm going to share my screen with our audience. I know this, you guys are getting an inside look into the labyrinth of information that I have on my computer here, y'all. And what we're going to do is we're going to let you hear some of the work that my good friend Malachi Mott has created. And you're going to hear it firsthand what this brother can actually do and why he is an industry leader in not just making stuff, but creating hits. Check this out. Let me know if you guys can hear it on your end. Look at that, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Malachi Mott making productions for, he wasn't making productions for Church's Chicken. He made that production for Boeing. And that's heavy. How, tell me your thoughts and your kind of like your schematics. What, how was that creating that, bro?
That was fun, but first off, I would make something for Church's Chicken too.
For the right price, nothing, right?
Yeah, I got nothing against that. That's awesome. Church's Chicken, let's go.
Look, I'll eat Church's Chicken in a heartbeat, baby.
Yeah, right? Hey, as long as you're not hurting people, I'll make music for you.
Yeah.
And you got the price, then we're good.
No, yes, sir. Yeah, there is that part too.
Right. Yeah, you gotta make it worth it for me. So that one was actually very difficult because they just said, hey, we need something like EDM. They didn't say what it was for. And I submitted music and they loved it. And they were like, hey, yeah, we want that, but fit it to this track video now. Then they gave me the video. Then I had to Frankenstein it to kind of make it fit the video. Mm-hmm. So typically I like to get the videos first and then just like be able to really scope it so that it fits the, like, is like molded to the video. But, yeah, I like the way that one came out. It's clean.
Yeah,
big sound. Not exactly the sound I would make for my personal music. However, I'm like a chameleon. I really like looking at the what is needed and then working backwards, like the writer taught me to do.
Yeah,
you know, instead of just making what's in my head.
That's a really good point that you make there, because obviously we all have our genre, and we all have our swim lane. And that's cool, but the truth of the matter is, brother, that diversity is important. Would you say diversity is important in the whole creative product, huh?
There's a yin and a yang to it.
Yeah,
it's important to be able to reinvent and do something new. One place that I can say in hindsight that I've tripped over myself is I was all over the place so much, people didn't know what to expect, so they were less likely to hire me. If I just did one thing and I did it better than everyone else, I probably would have gotten more work earlier on. Mm. But, you know, I think by being the person that was able to do everything, I now have a completely different business model than everyone else. Which, so it took longer to get to, but now that I'm here, no one can do the things I do, and I have a team, and everything is pretty dope.
That's good, man. And you man, how old are you, Malachi? Are we the same age?
I'm 36.
Oh man, we're 10 years apart. I'm 10 years younger than you. No, I'm just playing.
I didn't see that coming. You got me.
I'm 10 years older, but that's okay because we still connected. You brought up a good point, and I dealt with this. When I started speaking, I felt like I needed to take every gig, right? So one night I could be speaking at the Lions Club. The next night I could be speaking at a Boys and Girls Club. Then I'll be speaking at a school. Then I'll be speaking at a church. I just felt like I needed to take them because turning down a gig was turning down exposure, turning down. And so you're right. For a while there, I felt like I was all over the place. You know what I mean? They tell you to find your niche or whatever. And I resisted that because I'm like, well, if I just stick to exclusively bullying, let's say that's one topic, then I'm going to miss the other stuff because they don't want me to talk about bullying at a graduation. You know what I mean? So I had to become like you. I had to become a chameleon and learn how to adapt in different environments. Now that I'm, you know, older and more seasoned at it, I don't have to necessarily be all over the place because I've established myself. And, you know, I understand what you're saying. The music industry is a fickle place. You can just see that. You know, we went from buying records, Malachi, to now you can just download, to now you can just go find your music on YouTube. And I want to talk to you about some of the changes and challenges that you've had over the years of creating. I want to talk about how COVID impacted your industry and the things that you have done to pivot and your virtual models and what you're doing to still help people create, how you help people get out of creative fog. So we're going to talk about all of that. But before we do, Malachi, I forgot to tell you this in the pre-show. We at the top of the hour always do a recognition of our sponsors and our sponsors who make this show happen. So you're going to hear just a quick commercial from our sponsors of Impacting Life 24/7, and you're going to like it.
Go alone. But if you want to go far, then you've got to go together. Impacting Life 24/7 is an international podcast, which is downloaded in over 22 U.S. states, as well
as 10 different countries around the world. One of our gold sponsors, which helps make this happen, is Michelle Perry. She is the founder of the Successful Diligence LLC and host of the Successful Diligence podcast, and she's a best-selling author of The Pebble in My Shoe. You can connect with Michelle and get a copy of her book at successfuldiligence.com. Adrian Barker is a gold sponsor. She is the host of the Adrian Barker Speaks podcast. She is a life coach and a CEO of Professional Global Etiquette. Her goal is to help people unearth the greatness that's within them. Connect with her at professionalglobaletiquette.com. Our platinum sponsors include Gregory Smith. He is the author of 100 Simple Ways How to Manage a Property and Evidence Room. Get your copy today of his book by reaching out to Gregory Smith on Facebook or email him at smithg1963@yahoo.com. Greg is a humanitarian at heart. Often Greg will be found helping distribute food in his local community, and he logs thousands of hours volunteering every year. Mr. Mike Black from New Bern, North Carolina is a platinum sponsor. Mike helps men throughout Eastern Carolina lead a life of faith. He is a compassionate leader in his church. He is a devoted husband and father to his daughter who just recently graduated from Army boot camp. Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr. is executive director of the PRF Institute, the author of What's Next? Preparing for Eternity, and he's the author of Don't Leave Me Like This, Inspiration to Leave a Legacy. As a 501c3 nonprofit organization, the PRF Institute is blessed to be that premier stewardship-based teaching ministry that truly responds to the needs of families and communities around the country. You can find Dr. Dunlap and his amazing team at prfinstitute.org. If you would like to become a sponsor of Impacting Life 24/7, which is heard in 22 states and 10 countries, go to clkingspeaker.com. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors for helping us with Impacting Life 24/7. We got three levels of sponsors. I'll tell you about that after the show. But again, we thank you so much. I should have played the commercial first and played what Malachi did second, because I can't compete with that brother's creativity.
That beat was dope though.
But I didn't create it, bro. I just know where to find the music. You know what I'm saying? So I would like to just let our audience know that I've got in studios with me Malachi Mott. You can find him at malachimott.com. And here's what one of his testimonials said about his work. They said, where to even begin? Working with Malachi was incredible. I sent him one of my tracks to be remixed and to have the vocals updated. And wow, it went from being okay to A-list quality, amazing layers and mixing and mind-blowing drop, and a song structure that keeps you engaged from the beginning to the end. He definitely shared my vision for the project and went above and beyond to capture it. Malachi has an excellent communication skill and is always professional. Hire him today. You will not be disappointed. And that is from Marina McPeak. And so Malachi... Oh. Brother, I'm telling you now, that's dope.
You want to hear the song that I did with her?
Come on, man, we can get it.
Is it on my? If you're on my page, I'll show you where it is. Dude, Marina is so talented.
Yeah, where
I was wondering, I was like, who is that?
Is that okay? So I see.
Actually, you want me? Can I share my sound? Or does that work? Or
that
or?
That might work. I see your three areas mixed by Malachi.
Right. So you should see one that says production. She should be the top one. Phantasmagoria.
The top one. Oh, the top one on which one though?
Production.
See, I don't know where it's at, man. You know.
Well, you said you saw the remix one, right?
Yeah, that I see remixed, brother.
The second playlist should say production.
It says produced by Malachi.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, top. So
first song should say Phantasmagoria.
Nope, it says Your Love Is Wonderful.
Oh, okay. What's the second song say?
I love it.
Hold on, I must have updated it.
I don't know. I would love to be playing what you want us to play, brother, but it ain't on there.
those are songs from my brand. All right, so let's see. Produced by Malachi.
Yeah, see, come on, man.
Number 10.
Number 10. Okay, yeah. So we can get a little taste of this. Remember, this is a family show, so I haven't heard it before. So is it good?
And you're good. You're
okay,
good.
Okay.
You're good. And a little bit of content.
the some of Malachi's work here. I'm assuming it didn't sound nothing like this when you got it. One second, I think we jumped there for us, Malachi. When you got the blank canvas for this, she's saying that you took her vision and then you added so much to it. As a creator of, you know, helping people take their baby and then go to the next level, what do you do in terms, what is your mentality like? Do you approach each one of these sessions differently based off of the vision of the person?
Yeah. So first thing I do is like try to get in their head. I ask as many questions as I can to really get like what they were trying to accomplish. So for her specifically, she's a painter, a digital painter, and she makes these really amazing like landscapes. Mm-hmm. And she made this alien planet and a spaceship. And then she's also a classically trained musician. She plays cello. So she recorded herself playing a cello and wrote this really awesome classical piece for the art that she made.
Ah.
Right. Then she came to me and said, hey, you know, I would love to share this with the world. But right now it's kind of like it doesn't have a beat or anything like that to it. Can you just like, and we talked and I said, you know, tell me the story. And she told me the whole story of like, there's an astronaut on a ship and she really painted the picture. So I was like, all right, if I was going to be watching a movie
right,
where this is the plot, what would it need to sound like? So then I find sounds that are similar and I show them to her and we go back and forth a bit and then I put it together.
Wow. You know, so, I you know what I appreciate about you, brother, is your talent is, Your talent is like I can't even put it into the correct words. Imagine a speaker not having the right words, but your talent is so needed in this hour. And that's why I wanted to bring you on the show. One of the primary reasons why I wanted Malachi Mott on this show is that I wanted other people out here who may need someone that is creative, someone that is professional. You heard the work that he did for Boeing. You heard the work that he did for this young lady, the testimonials. We need to connect with people like Malachi because you're global, right? You can help people anywhere now, right?
Yeah, I've helped people in over 35 countries at this point.
Wow.
And it's cool that the website keeps track and I'm like, oh my God, 35 countries. So,
and so yeah. Is a session. Now, if you're anything like me, Malachi, I'm a brick and mortar guy. I like to be, you know, I do a lot of Zooms. I'm in Zoom all the time. Sometimes I'm in a suit and blazer and boxers below. Don't tell anybody, but I also like to see and feel and touch my audience. So the difference is, you know, right now you probably aren't doing a lot of in studio work, but how did you pivot with this whole COVID-19 and how did you help people continue to make music even though maybe y'all couldn't be in the same room?
All right. Good question. I actually was ahead of the curve when I had my studio. I had this really nice studio. It was $1,200 a month of paying for the studio.
Wow.
And the amount of money that came in from me, like doing sessions, was getting smaller and smaller. And I was definitely, I had the foresight to be like, I gotta figure out a new way to bring in income. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what about the internet? So I started going on the internet, finding gigs, and just doing one-off gigs here and there, just however I could find them on Craigslist, whatever I could. Mm-hmm. Then eventually I found a steady stream of clients and I just started doing that and getting better at that. Then I realized my studio is empty all the time. Like there's no one here because I'm working on the internet. So I got rid of the studio. It's just literally, this is me now, headphones and a laptop. And I've been working from home. I get to wake up, you know, hang out with my roommates, you know, make the music. So when COVID hit and they were like, you can't go outside, I was like, okay, whatever. And in the beginning, I got so much work because all the people who were working and going, I'll do my music later. They were like, well, I got to do something. Maybe I'll do my music now. Right. So those people came in and it was like a flood of people and I knew it wasn't last and it didn't, but it's starting to build back up as people are starting to like get work and kind of balance their work and hobby life now.
Yeah. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for tuning in to Impact Life 24/7. I am joined by Malachi Motz from Los Angeles, California. He is a music producer and coach, and he helps people, you know, aside from just producing music, he helps people find, get out of areas that many of us get into, and that's writer's block or creative block and such, and gives people something to be proud of, and something that is going to have high quality, and something that's going to have fidelity, that's going to capture the imaginations of the listeners. So when you're dealing with someone that is in the fog, or you know, their creative juices aren't flowing, how do you help them through that, Malachi?
Well, I try to understand what it is they actually want to do. Yeah. I think most people, like if you were to run a marathon, you know, you don't go halfway through the marathon and then stop and go, man, if only I knew how to finish this thing.
Right.
You know, but with art, we do that because there's no path. We didn't sit down to map out where the finish line is. So what I do is I help them show me what success looks like for them. And then I show them all the places they took a turn that was opposite what that was. Right. And then I help them. A lot of it's a lot of fear of failure, mm-hmm. and sometimes fear of success. So I help them see like that fear has them not get to the finish line. And really, to be honest, all you have to do is do it, put it out. That will help you get better, because you'll get to see what works and what doesn't work. If you do it and you just judge it and you never put it out, you can never actually grow. It's like shadow boxing. I say, raise your hand if you know a ton of aspiring musicians, and everyone raise their hand. So raise your hand if you know more than 5 aspiring boxers, and all the hands go down. And it's like, what's the difference? I was like, because if you suck at boxing, you get punched in the face, right? Right? And that'll make you get good or quit.
Right.
One of those two. But with music, nothing bad happens. You just don't put the music out, and then your soul dies a little bit more each time.
Yeah.
But imagine if every time you started a song, if a month later, if you didn't release it and get the result you wanted, someone showed up to your house and punched you in the face. imagine if that happened.
You know, Mike Tyson said, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in their mouth. In the face. Yep.
And at that point, it's literally, are you strong enough to just stand on your feet and keep fighting? And it's the same thing with the music. Are you strong enough to put it out and stand on your feet and keep fighting?
Right.
And that's all it takes. You don't have to be talented. You don't. And I know that I'm going to get flack for saying that, but right. I know tons of people who are not that talented that are good at this, and tons of people who are talented and are not good at this.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point, because Malachi, when I started our podcast, it was an absolute train wreck, brother. It was disastrous. I would have been so embarrassed. If you go back and look at some archives, you'll probably unfriend me on Facebook. It wasn't good. But you know what? I kept showing up. We kept showing up. Greg kept showing up every night. And we started realizing, okay, let's add guests to this so it's not just CL. And even that sometimes was a disaster, because I didn't have good internet and Wi-Fi was getting pulled all different directions. But we kept showing up. And mm-hmm. we talk about, you know, when we talk about the creative process, like you said, so you can put something out and at least you did it. Then you can judge and say, here's where I can go back and make the tweaks. Is that a safe assessment of what you were saying?
Well, I mean, imagine you put something out that you're like meh about, right? Oh, actually, I'll make it personal. I had a song that I'd worked on for 5 months roughly, and I put about $1,000 into it and made a video and everything. And then I was like, man, I put so much time. I shouldn't put it out by itself. I should attach another song that I had already made. Then I was like, I can't put out 2 songs. That's not an EP. I need at least 3. I was like, So I made a song in 2 days with the quickness, using a free acapella that I found on the internet, and put those 3 songs out. No one liked the song that I spent the whole 5 months on. Everyone loves the one that I did in 2 days.
Is that right?
Yeah. And in that moment, I was like, I'm going about this wrong. I'm trying to judge it whether or not I think it's good. But it's like food. Like, you give it to someone, you don't know if they're going to like it or not.
Right.
So you test it out in the market the way everyone else does, with like a, you know, some kind of focus group or something. Yeah. That's the only way you're going to know. is to really let it ride and see if it works. Take the risk. You know, risk rejection.
That's in our gear training, ladies and gentlemen, which is what one of the things the sponsors help pay for. We have a training, Malachi, that we help young people, in particular at-risk kids. The training is called Gear, and we help them. Those folks that are stuck, those kids that are stuck or trying to find their direction in life. And the A in the acronym of Gear is activate. Like you say, sometimes people just stay standing still. They don't put anything out. They don't produce. And then they get frustrated because of their lack of production. And so you talk about this, which really intrigued me. You said, my students usually come to me with emptiness as they still haven't released any of the art. So you go on to say that you empower them to see themselves as capable and walk them through the creating process. So the creative process is truly a legit process. But now let me ask you this. For every artist, is the process the same?
The more you get to the core of it, yes.
Okay.
Like on the surface, no. Like, you know, someone that's painting is not going to be doing the same thing that someone writing a song would be doing.
Right.
But at the core of it, where they start and the way they approach it would be to get the results that they're getting. Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, I helped them bring it closer to the chest and just make a tiny little adjustment will like make a world of difference.
Wow. So let me ask you this, you know, you've worked for Boeing, you've got all kind of accolades on your website, and ladies and gentlemen, you can go to his website. I'd love for you guys to go to his website. All of my podcasters and content creators out there that are listening, and folks that are following Impacting Life 24/7, I'd love for you to go to MalachiMott.com and connect with my friend. He's my friend from, he got a New York accent, but he's living in California, so we'll let him slide. Got the Denzel accent living in L.A., but I'd like for you to connect with him, because oftentimes what we do, here's what we do, bro. We have this thing that we, this baby of ours, whatever that element is. And we don't collaborate with resources that are readily available and trustable, folks that have integrity. Well, I bring people on this show, bro, for multiple reasons, but I also bring them on to connect with my audience. Like I love it when I go and I see the Facebook page, you know, a friend that I'm on Facebook with that follows our show, then I see my guest friends with them and they connect and they collaborate. I'm like, that's what this is about. So if you've got something that that you know, you got some music or you got a thought or you're just stuck and you want to get something moving, you heard the work. Boeing itself endorses this man. I would love for you to connect with him, and he's out there in LA, but he can be in your living room just via Zoom. You know what I'm saying? So let me ask you before I elaborate anymore and we run out of time, how do you like the approach that you're taking to helping people create music now? Being in the studio, you said you dumped the $1,200 a month studio. Do you like being in your, you know, at the crib and not all the trappings of the studio, and you can still make the same product?
I like the consistency of what I'm doing. I do miss connecting with new energies and new artists. But one thing that I was really getting old is, like, I always use a reference of, like, it felt like a lot of one night stands. Mm. You know, like people come in, they work, and then you never see them again.
Right.
And there's no, I like to build and have a team around me of people that, like, we can break bread after we work. And then, you know, we're working on multiple projects, so each one gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right.
You know, when you look at people that make movies, it's a company full of people who work together and they know each other. But when you look at music, it's a lot of just like random, you know, people kind of coming together. I don't know why the music industry went that direction, but I really would rather build a team of people that I trust around me than work with random people over and over.
That's good, like, man.
In the studio.
Right. I feel you. You also talked about that you help bridge the gap between hobbyists and professionals. What's the difference between a hobbyist and a professional?
Well, I mean, if you create a model train in your basement, you know, make it look real good, that's cool and fun, but you're not hoping to make money off of it. And if every time someone comes to visit, you bring them down and show it to them, and they're like, all right, man, like, can we go back up and watch the game? And you're like forcing them to watch it. Like, you're not doing them a service. So that's a hobbyist.
Right.
And a professional is somebody that solves a need. You know, that, yeah. that model train set doesn't solve a need for anyone except for you because it's therapeutic. The hobbyist, it soothes your soul, but you definitely need a full-time job if you're a hobbyist.
Yeah.
Right. If you don't have a job, I always tell people, you know, when they're like, oh man, art is my life, man. It's what I do. It's my calling. And I said, well, you need to go get a job then because, you know, you can't expect people to pay you when you're not even making something for them.
Right. Wow.
So
that's powerful. Yeah.
Whoever you make the music, whoever you make your art for is who's going to pay for it. So if you make it for yourself, you are paying for it.
You see, that speaks volumes because, and I just will reiterate, you know, when somebody approaches Malachi and he's my guest on Impact Life 24/7, Malachi Mott, music producer, coach out there in LA, they approach you understanding that, you know, you're in this to make a difference, but you're also in this to, you know, make revenue. And that's what if you get them in the mindset to understand that, hey, look, if you just wanting to make songs to keep down in your basement, that's cool. But I'm in the business of getting you to a place where it goes from being a hobby to being professional. And I think sometimes people approach us that are creators and they struggle with that. Like, okay, so sometimes people say to me, well, why should I pay you when you're in town, you're local? I'm like, well, then you might want to go get another speaker because you're going to pay them. You're going to fly them in. You're going to put them in a hotel and you're going to pay them not for just what their name is. You're going to pay them for what they deliver to your audience. And I got over being intimidated by that, man. So you're speaking a lot of life to us. When you coach, now you're a coach also in the music industry. What exactly are you coaching people in? I know we've talked about it at it some, but what is your coaching model?
So yeah, I take music producers, people who are already like making music and they want to make their music have an impact and actually land and get views. And I helped someone get their song on the radio a few months ago. And what I do is I look at your business model and I help you to create the business model first and then create the music for the business model and deliver it so it works every time. Right. I don't teach the music part of it anymore. That you can learn on YouTube at this point.
Yeah,
like literally all the students I have, they like, oh, I learned this on YouTube. And I'm like, man, if I would have had YouTube as a kid.
Yes.
But the thing that you don't learn is how do you then take that and move yourself forward and become a business person? So I always say musicians make music, business people make money, you know?
Ooh, that's so good. Very, very good, man. I tell you what, Malachi, you could tell somebody who is an entrepreneur and works for themselves. There is a different mindset than somebody that's just doing it as a hobby. Like you say, I tell people, don't approach me as a yard sale. Don't come to me. Don't come to CL King Group Incorporated. Don't come to Greg and be like, hey, can we get you for $2.50 an hour? No. You don't go into Walmart and ask them to lower their prices.
Yeah.
You don't.
And the truth is people should want to thank you with their money. Like,
right.
The people that I do, they're just so, one of my friends, I was just talking, most of the people that I coach are people that they kind of see me a bunch. And then they slowly go, all right, you know what? He's the answer to the questions I have.
Right.
Right. So by the time they come to me, they're just like, take all my money. You know, so I don't really, like, one of my friends I've had, she's my friend for like 2 years. And she said, listen, I want to just give you all of my money because I need you. And then literally, like, I'm helping her have all kinds of breakthroughs
right.
in her career. So I think the size of your budget is the size of your career.
Right.
So if your budget is zero, you have zero career. That's the way I look at it. And, yeah. I had to say that for myself too, because I didn't spend money on stuff. So now I don't work with anyone unless I'm paying them or they're paying me.
Right.
It's that exchange of energy that makes it work.
That's powerful. And listen, I let me just parenthetically insert, we're down to the last few minutes. I'm going to turn it over in the way we close the show, Malachi, is I give you like 60 seconds to give us a motivational talk and inspire my audience. But okay. I want to say this real clear, and I want to be clear about this because oftentimes people hear this kind of talk and it's raw. I love that me and you just connected like this, man. We didn't, none of it's scripted. It's just going the way it's supposed to go. But there are a lot of people that follow our show that are entrepreneurs, they're business builders, they're content creators. We got a host of them and all over the country. And we need to honor and respect these people's crafts and their talents. And my wife posted something the other day. She said, support local businesses. And I'm just like, yeah, you know, I don't, if I see somebody that's got a t-shirt on their website, I'm not going to be like, yo, hook me up with a t-shirt, you know, send me a free one, because I understand that that's their business. And I need to honor and respect the work and the tenacity and the courage that they've had to put out a product for other people to buy. And so I'm glad, Malachi, that you came on the show and gave it to us real, from the real perspective of creation and sustaining that type of creation. And so, you know, what's before we let you do your motivational thing, what's your next projects on the horizon? What you got cooking?
Whew, that's tough. I can't really talk about two of them.
Okay.
Let's see. The coaching right now is the main thing. Like, yeah. But musically, I have a project. If you go on my website, you'll see it says Dream Party. I'm transforming that into a new one. I'm not going to say what it is right now, but okay. It'll be the same sound, same everything, but the package will be way cleaner, way nicer, way more professional, and the videos will be amazing. So I'm looking forward to just making like an EP every quarter and just dropping them and dropping them and dropping them.
Well, I think you're going to do it, and you're going to do a great job at it, man. You're a pretty amazing fella. I got Malachi Mott from Los Angeles, California. Malachi, I'm gonna turn the floor over to you, brother. The music's playing, so you know what that means. I'm gonna turn the floor over to you, and I'd love for you to give our audience a word of encouragement, especially from the creative perspective. Malachi, the floor is yours.
Okay, so I'm a strong believer that anything you want to create, you have the power and the tools to create it with everything you already have. What I recommend you do is write down everything that you want to have and see happen in your life. Create a vision board and really look at that and meditate on it. Then write down all your resources, everything that you have available to you, and make it happen with the resources you already have. If you need other resources and you can't get those right now, come up with a new plan, because that will be the thing that stops you. I don't want to see anyone start something and they have a question mark or a variable they can't get. So vision board, where are you going? Resources that'll get you there, a plan specifically to that. Don't make it up from scratch. Don't worry about what other people think.
Awesome. Well, you heard it from the maestro and the professional coach and the producer, my friend Malachi Mott from Los Angeles, California. And Malachi, really has been a very, very great interview, easy interview. Greg says great interview. Mike says great show, gentlemen. And we got Mike, who's my co-host. And, man, we talked about you, and we looked at your website, and we said, man, we want to get this brother's information out here for people to connect with you. If you've got production needs, if you need some creative inspiration, if you need something produced, Malachi Mott from Los Angeles, California. Just go to his website, malachimott.com, and he's got a form on there. All you gotta do is fill it out, and he'll connect with you. Tell him you heard about it, about his whole creative process. Tell him you heard about it on Impact Life 24/7. So Malachi, I appreciate you, brother, and we'll do it again maybe in the fall. Okay, my friend.
I hope so. Let's do it.
All right, man. Malachi, you take care and be safe out there in LA.
All right, take it easy.
God bless you, man. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, that's my friend Malachi Mott. What a great guy, man. I loved the fact that he's, you know, just creating, man. You know what I'm saying, Javi? People out here that are not sitting around saying, well, I didn't get a stimulus check, or I didn't do this. Man, the man is out there just grinding. You know, Javi, you're forming a nonprofit from the ground up, brother, giving something that's going to be of value to people. Absolutely amazing, man. That's what it's about. So that's it for us tonight. Again, I told you it's going to be a dynamic, packed weekend or week. I'll be with Greg and the folks from Nine Limb Strikers and our dear young lady that is in need of a kidney transplant. They'll be on our show tomorrow night at 7 p.m. It is 7 p.m., Greg, right? for a special Impact in Life 24/7. There's all kind of great fundraisers going on for this lady, and we want to bring her. We're bringing her on the show because I want to hear about her story. I want you guys to hear about her story. I want to give you an opportunity to give. We'll give you an opportunity to support her. There's all types of fundraisers going on, and Nine Limb Strikers is going to be on because they're doing a great thing. They're opening up free boxing lessons. They're doing a raffle. Minor league baseball team has helped contribute to it. And so we're bringing them on the show tomorrow night. What is the young lady's name, Greg? I think it's Jacqueline or Jaslyn or something like that. We're bringing them on the show, and we want to hear from her. We want to hear about her journey, and we're going to pray for her too, y'all, because, you know, God is a miracle worker. We're going to pray for everything to happen according to his will, and we're definitely going to believe him for an absolute miracle in her life. And so that will be tomorrow night at 7 p.m. We're having a special Impacting Life 24/7 show tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And that website you can see there in the chat, and it'll be we'll produce that also on the show. Her name is Jaslyn McRaven, and so we're looking forward to hearing from her. She's a daughter of a police officer, ladies and gentlemen, and she's in desperate need of a kidney, and so we're gonna believe God's gonna work all this out. And then Thursday night, to close out the week, I'll have someone on that is truly amazing. I had a little chat with him today, and he's someone that lives with autism, but he has not allowed autism to keep him down. He is just rocking and socking in fitness, got his own podcast. He's making it happen. But before we get to Thursday, please make sure to come back here tomorrow night. I'd love for us to have, you know, several hundred folks participate in this journey with this young lady. Her name is, again, Jaslyn McRaven. And we want to help. We want to do everything we can to make this girl's life be extended, because it's not looking very well if we don't get this thing done. So tune in tomorrow night, Impacting Life 24/7, with your host CL King. We'll have a full house with Nine Limb Strikers. Greg, of course, will be on live with me, and we'll have the young lady Jaslyn McRaven. Okay, so mark your calendars for that 7 p.m. tomorrow night. And if you need to get up with us, clkingspeaker.com or Greg's number, you know his, 626-8986, area code 252. All right, guys, we love you. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. We'll talk to you then.